A handful of couples did something kind of remarkable last weekend in Lebanon's capital, Beirut. They got hitched, the world's Aaron Schachter explains.
First off, let's be clear. The couples didn't actually get married. Lebanon doesn't allow marriage between people of different religions. You have to get married in a church or mosque. Civil ceremonies don't exist. We are gathered here today, says the officiant, to celebrate love, freedom, and the right to choose a civil ceremony. Rana Khoury and Rayan Ismail were one of 14 couples who tied the knot in a Beirut bar. A three-minute ceremony certified them, although only symbolically, as man and wife. When Khoury, a Christian, and Ismail, a Muslim, really get married, they'll have to leave Lebanon to do it. Even though marrying someone of a different faith is illegal here, the state does recognize civil ceremonies performed outside the country. So every year, hundreds of couples fly to Cyprus or Turkey to get hitched. Wedding packages can cost about $1,500 for a day trip, but that's a tiny fraction of what people spend here on weddings. Rana Khoury says in a country as divided by religion as Lebanon is, there is one thing that unites everyone, money, and she hopes to use that to change the law.
How do we change the law? It can only be changed on the parliament. So how do you pressure the government? You give them actual studies on how much money they are actually losing. This is what we are doing. So I think that several mini steps will get you eventually to the ultimate goal, which is a secular state.
Khoury envisions a time when Lebanese can get married no matter what their religious affiliation. But she shouldn't hold her breath.
Now in this period before the parliamentary elections, no politician in his right mind, appealing to a mostly conservative population, will pick this issue up.
Mark Dow is an ad executive and the guy who actually performed the protest weddings. He says legitimizing civil marriage has been a decades-long struggle against the hypocrisy of Lebanon's government and religious institutions.
They recognize the marriage, but they're not willing to do an independent Lebanese law because of politicians and the ability of the religious institutions to hold on to organizing personal issues.
Unlike the U.S., Lebanon has no civil system for marriage, divorce, or inheritance. 18 different religious authorities control those aspects of life, in some cases with a heavy hand. Some religious leaders refuse rights to people in mixed marriages. George Khoder is not one of them. He's bishop of the Orthodox Church's diocese just outside Beirut. He doesn't condone marriage between people of different religions, but he doesn't condemn it either. He says blaming church or mosque for the absence of civil marriage is a cop-out.
It is not true to say that the religious leaders dislike civil marriage. It is in the conscience of all people here. They are not led as animals by religious leaders. The majority of the population does not like this. This is the reality.
The neighboring countries like Israel, Jordan, and Syria also ban civil marriages, but Elias Atala is confident things will change in Lebanon and in the not-too-distant future. He's a member of the Lebanese parliament from the Democratic Left Party.
Asking whether civil marriages will happen in a lifetime is being very pessimistic. I think it will happen within the next few years. This is a very basic personal right for the youth of Lebanon and Lebanese in general. Human beings have the right to choice, and you should be able to choose a civil marriage. Should love be regulated by Stone Age laws?
But Atala is the only member of his party in Lebanon's parliament. Many other politicians over the years have paid lip service to changing Lebanon's marriage law, but few have backed up their talk with votes. In the late 1990s, politicians did pass a civil marriage ordinance. It fell victim to opposition from then Prime Minister Rafik Hariri, as well as religious leaders. And there is a very real question of public support. Even though last week's civil ceremonies were held at a bar, more journalists than celebrants showed up. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.